Hey everyone, welcome back to Ezeoku Speaking Truths. In today's episode, we talk about the importance of artist residencies. Connecting across two different spaces on the continent, we reflect on the significance of residencies on an artist's practice and what it means to have the freedom to conduct research and to make work. I am joined by Chiwendu Kelechi, who is currently an artist in residence at the African Artists Foundation in Lagos. Tammy Langtree from LAPA, a Pan-African artist residency space in Joburg, South Africa that was co-conceptualized by the Goethe Institute and VANSA. And lastly, Dudu Lamola, a South African visual artist and LAPA's first artist in residence.
Hello, everybody. My name is Dudu Sang Lamola. I go by the name Black Bananas, which is my artist name. I am a multidisciplinary artist based in Cape Town, South Africa, and my practice primarily involves working with collage, digital art, video, and exploring or wanting to explore installation and more research-based work in my practice. I'm quite interested in time, belonging, unbelonging, and place as sort of tangents to explore through collage. So I kind of approach collage as a mode of fragmentation or breaking apart and reassembling and recoding these sort of notions around who we are, where we come from, and where we're going.
Hi everyone, my name is Tammy Langtree. I'm an independent curator and cultural producer based in Johannesburg. At the moment, I'm currently working on a number of projects, but one of the most important ones that we are to talk about today is LAPA, which is a Pan-African residency space in Brixton, Johannesburg. But other than that, I also work on kind of exhibition making, working with artists in terms of creating new bodies of work, and lots of other kind of research and writing.
Hi, my name is Kelechi. I'm a Nigerian artist working primarily with Igbo aesthetics and Igbo cultural history. I'm self-taught and I explore contemporary ways of expressing Igbo stories in using Igbo traditional aesthetics, but in a way that can be contemporarily consumed.
We're here to talk about the notion of residency and what that means for artists in terms of the ways in which they explore their practice, their process, research, and just kind of the idea of the residency space as being kind of safe space, if you will, you know, a kind of a space to really get stuck in and think through all of the things that I just said. So I guess the first question I will ask, how has the residency experience been impactful in growing or sustaining your artistic practice?
There's like a much wider community to interact with here. So it's like you get to see how everyone's story is different and no one can really tell the other person's story. So it kind of makes you want to do better, want to really tell your story as best as you can, because I mean, it's you telling the story, no one else to do that for you. And it's a good safe space. And it's like your work habits are accepted here than if you were not in a residency. Or if you were working in your own studio, you get to determine for yourself when you want to work or not. But sometimes you feel alone doing that. But in a residency, you get to see how, you know, it's like a normal habit for most people in this sort of thing to work the way you do, in a way. So there's a community, there's a safe space, and when you're equipped with things like this, ideas tend to flow sort of better, not faster, but better.
I'll just continue from what Kelechi mentioned about the difference of working in a residency as opposed to working in your studio, or in my case, working at home, especially in these times where we've kind of been, you know, forced into like more isolated spaces, and as a result, having more sort of insular processes. So for me, being part of the LAPA residency in Brixton was kind of like a new opportunity to meet a new community of artists and be exposed to, a different way of working communally, and also living at the place where I was working, like being a resident in residence. was something that I've never done before. And I think that was such an amazing opportunity to both live and work with a community of artists and producers. It was very eye-opening, I think. As opposed to being, as I said, being kind of like working at home and predominantly doing online residencies, which have their own sort of like process. I think it had a huge impact on, I guess, was very optimistic, realizing how things could open up again and experimenting with that aspect of how do we want things to open again in this like new normal as artists, as funders, producers, and stakeholders in the creation of these spaces.
And that then made me think of you, Kelechi, in terms of working in AAF as a space. There's so much going on. They're putting together exhibitions. There are all of these sort of events, as it were, performances taking place. And you're also in residence with another artist. So what's that experience like being in such a very alive space, I think, that AAF is? So how does that impact you, or how does that kind of drive the day? Or maybe it doesn't, maybe it's completely dreadful and you're just like, oh, there's all these people and all this stuff going on. I don't know, but what's that experience like being in such a buzz of a space?
I think it's a mix of both, because being amongst all of these activities happening all the time, it kind of helps me see how easy some of it can be. Not that it's easy to put together things like that, but how easy art is really, and you don't have to think too much about it, just do it. But you know, all the buzz sometimes, because like I'm a very reserved person and I don't really like all the buzz, so sometimes I'm like, oh okay, this is scary and there's too many people here, I just want to go hide in a corner, don't want to come down, see anyone, be seen. But I think just seeing how the things come out at the end and being able to see different thought processes going into work, different practices going into work, it kind of makes you appreciate the practices and whatever practices that you were having prior. So like I said, it just kind of makes the idea of art easy. Not that the work is easy, but the idea of, you know, just art as an easy thing. Yeah,
I guess it's kind of a comfort, if you will, right? Because you're with your people. In a lot of people's understandings of residencies, there's the idea that residency is a space for outcome. You're offered residency so that you can produce to have an exhibition at the end, or there's this idea that you're working towards. And I really like that Tammy puts that emphasis in Lapa as not necessarily being a space for working towards, but just a space to actually do the research, to consider your practice, your methodologies, and all of those different things. Kelechi and Dudu, both of you, is it daunting to have the idea that there isn't an end goal in sight? It is just the freedom to do what you need to do? Or are you driven by the idea, or would you prefer to be driven, let me say, by the idea that, hey, by the end of this period, it could be a month, 2, 3, 6, I need to have produced something. So I guess what I'm saying is the freedom to just do research a relief? Or do you think that in your individual practices, there's something to be said for, if I have to have an outcome of some sort, doesn't have to be the body of work, but it could be a presentation. Does that help focus you in that time period?
Yeah, I think I would say it's a yes and a no answer. I think in many ways as an artist, I think it's quite important to go into any space of collaboration or any space where you are not necessarily like accountable to people, but you are like sort of working through and with people too. I suppose let people have an in on, you know, your thinking process, and whether that be a process with sort of checkpoints as opposed to an end goal, not only for the people involved in creating the residency, but for yourself as an artist to sort of just, I guess, keep the sort of flow, ebb and flow of conversation and communication and collaboration between what it is that you're thinking, the sort of tangents that you're expanding on, whether that be creatively or on a research-based front. So I do think it's quite nice to have that sort of like permeability and porousness while also having a bit of freedom to kind of, have it open-ended and just experiment. But I do think that it also is a bit, it kind of reduces the anxiety, I think, if you know, the sort of like outcomes on both the part of the residency organizers and the artist are sort of like, I it's not established or kind of set in stone, but I think to have sort of an open conversation about what it could be, what could be the outcome, whether that be, like you say, a presentation, a reading, an exhibition, something virtually, something in physical, and that to sort of be like an ongoing process, kind of like in development throughout the residency. Because I think outcomes always change. I think, you know, like when you apply for residency, the idea will probably won't be the same, or the thing you propose won't be the same at the end of a residency, especially if you're doing a residency, in my case with LAPA, which is for 4 months. For me, like, that's a lot of time to think. It's a lot of time to, you know, go on different tangents, meet different, be engaged with different people and artists and approaches. Especially as an emerging artist, still learning a lot. I think there's a lot of things that you think you would like to do, and then by the end of it, you've learned so much. You actually, you know, you actually have so much art to work with. So I actually don't have an answer for it. I think it depends on the residency. It depends on the approach of the people involved. And I think my response would be for it to always sort of have this sort of porousness, I think, where the artist is held accountable, and so the residency is held accountable, but it's always sort of this open conversation, about what could happen. I think especially in these times, it's like nothing is certain, you know, and this like adaptability always has to be sort of like, that has to be sort of the outcome, you know what I mean? Like it always adapts.
It is about the idea that it's about the residency, it's about you as the artist. Kelechi, what are your thoughts on that? Do you need it to have that structure, or if there has to be an outcome, or do you just appreciate the freedom to explore and research and experiment as you will?
Well, it's both, because one, coming to the residency, for me, I already had something in mind to do. Like there was this whole body of work that I was going to produce. And then coming here, I kind of got behind on that idea, and I had like a different thing in mind. But then I ran back to that idea. So it's a kind of a back and forth thing. Sometimes you're thinking of the outcome, like what is it going to be like when you're done? What is the delivery going to be like? And sometimes you just appreciate the freedom that you can do whatever it is you want to do. You're free to explore, you're free to research on whatever topics, even if they are a little bit different from what you're used to doing, or what people are used to seeing your work as. But I think that with time, as you get more used to these things, you could more able to explore more, I think.
I'm kind of inspired by what you guys are saying, and I'm thinking about it as kind of an outsider to being in the maker's seat. And I'm also thinking back to like the applications we got for LAPA and the kind of intentionality from a lot of the proposals. And I mean, I think we emphasized experimentation, artistic research, and a kind of departure. So I want to start here, but there's a departure point. It is a departure point. So we looked at a lot of proposals that had a definitive end. So they said, if I only could have this time to finish this one thing. And I think that's a very important, like, sincere expectation of yourself and request and need for the from the world. It's like, if I can just complete this thing, I'll feel resolved, I'll feel closure, I'll feel something, which I think, as I say, is important. But I think the joy becomes the open-endedness of something and where something can take you. That's the excitement for me. I think we more and more need to be telling new stories, different kinds of stories, in different ways, because we live in a complex world that demands that. So the open-endedness for me is the exciting part, which does bring anxiety. I know Dude and I went through it in those 4 months as well, with each other, alone, but that's where the excitement is.
100% agree. Listening to all of you talk about it, the idea of how that community, that interaction, is probably an influence too on where you go and how you take things, at least in terms of, I liked what Kelechi said of how she just kind of pivoted back. I think that's also lovely to kind of just know, okay, this is where I need to be, and I just need to go back to that space. I've kind of branched out a little bit and I've seen where that could go, but I know now, okay, let's do this thing. And I think that's the thing that artists need in terms of a focus. And that's, I think, the beauty that a residency can give you, because you could have that if you had a studio space, because as you said, Dudu, your home can be your studio, and there's a lot that comes with that in terms of focus, concentration, living day-to-day life. And I'm going to kind of talk about that whole day-to-day life thing now, because we have been living in a pandemic, and that's really had to shift people's thinking about making and where they make and how they apply themselves in residency. And this is more a question for Dudu, I guess. Comparatively, what is the digital versus the physical residency like? And then to everybody in the room, are we more open to the idea of digital residencies as a whole?
Well, this LAPA residency was my first on-site in-resident residency, but I've done quite a few online residencies throughout 2020 and 2021. I think in many ways, I prefer the sort of like, yeah, the physical residency experience, being in space with other people and having the sort of like soundboard in IRL, do you know what I mean? Like having people, bodies, energy. I think there's just something different about what that produces for your sense of confidence as an artist and your sense of community as an artist. Because a lot of the residencies that I did previously, which were all online residencies, even though there were other participants I did a residency, the Sierra Virtual Online Residency, and there were four participants, but there wasn't a lot of, we all were working in our silos and kind of engaging on an online platform, which was very generative. What that also produced is that the expectation to produce digitally based or online based work was kind of like different compared to what I'd done with LAPA, which was like kind of my first opportunity to explore, materiality in a different way that I hadn't really had a chance to do in my practice, working with printmaking and, you know, different materials. The online residencies that I don't think I, not to say that there's like a, one is better than the other, but I think if I could choose, I would rather be in a kind of more, yeah, like a more physical space. I think the limitations of online residency, as I said, is that the sort of materiality has to come about for that format. It almost has to live on a computer. It has to live on the internet. Even though I do work with digital art and I'm quite comfortable with it, I think being able to do things in a space made a huge difference to the kind of work I could imagine making. And again, this thing of sort of working in silos and being kind of insular and working in my studio at home most of the time alone, and I'm a parent and, you know, so juggling life with having to work at home. And I guess the support is, it's a very different kind of support. I think they both have their benefits, but I would say I prefer being in a community, working with other artists and people.
I'm just going to throw my two cents in and say that I've never experienced digital residency, but I've done my fair share of on-site, in-person ones. And I always, the thing that always concerns me, because you see these things online of, oh, online residency, digital residency. My whole thing was, how am I going to feel inspired if I'm occupying the same space the whole time? Like, there's something to me about being able to go into somewhere and come across people who walk into my studio space, or if I have to, you know, just hang out with other people, that excites me. And like, especially because of COVID, I think, I don't know about you guys, but I think we all have that moment of you don't get out your bed, bare minimum. My concern is always, how do you feel inspired in that same space? I think, you know, this time period has forced us to realize that we can be to some extent, but I hear you, Dudu. There's something about that energy of communing with people that can't really be replicated digitally or can be sustained digitally, I should say.
I was just going to add two things. I guess the one is always like, what's your methodology? Is like, what do you really want to get out of this, and how do you structure it in order to feel the fruition of the format that you've chosen? I agree with Dudu's point. I don't think the one is better than the other, and maybe it's my romantic idea of a residency, but it is a sense of escape from normality and your life and the everyday, and kind of going into this unknown territory, both physically, creatively. And I think maybe we talked about this, Dudu, but the idea that if you could map your emotional creative experience through the residency, you know, the breakdowns. I know Precious is using this term a lot now, breakthrough or breakdown. It's like, it's going to go up, or it's going to go down, it's going to go left, it's going to go right. And there's so many things you experience on the way that you build up as a creative producer through that time that, as you say, you can't get that really at home. I mean, breakthroughs don't just happen in alien environments. They can happen anywhere. But I think the residency, the joy of the residency is the escape. It's like leaving the mundane and being able to say, I'm taking on a new life, a new routine. I know some creatives have very structured or precious routines where it's like, for me to be in my flow, for me to be doing my thing, I need certain things around me, which is another thing I guess we're asking questions about at LAPA, where you're inviting people in from everywhere. How do you create a space that for them is fruitful? It has things around them that they're familiar with, but also can encourage them to break away from those things. So I guess my point is, what's your methodology or your format for creating that? And then what is the necessary outcome? But romantically, I say, guys, we want new environments. We want to break from the mundane. We, especially in these times, but always, like, it's about consuming different.
I think a thing that people don't talk about is what happens at the end. You know, you've gone through this period. Perhaps you've made work. Perhaps you've done research. Perhaps it's a little bit of both. Perhaps you've experimented, etc. But nobody talks about after that, like the sort of, I want to call it, weird enough, the first word that came to my mind was the breakup of it all, or the moving on of it all, or the kind of next step of it all. And so I guess I'm asking all three of you, because Tammy, I think it's the same for you, because you occupy a space in which people come and go, and you're going on this journey with them, and you're kind of the mother bird sort of, you know, pushing them off, and then you're receiving someone else. What is the end of a residency experience like for all of you?
Well, I haven't yet experienced the end of a residency. This is my first residency, so I think I would have like a good answer when I'm done. But currently, like, there's a little bit of trepidation for when it ends, because then I have to adjust back to my old life, whatever my old life was. I have to go back to the space I used to create in. I have to go back to whatever my thought process was then. And then there wouldn't be the community every day anymore. Like here, they are just like, you know, just right there. Like, I mean, there's my co-resident next door, and there's like so many other people who come. I mean, there's a gallery, so people just come all the time and you just see them. It's really easy. But if I were to go back home, wherever home is, it's not going to be the same. So there's no all of this anxiety around that, but not too much, because we're still connected. And there's always the next thing. There's always going to be the next thing coming up. But I can't really say this is what it's going to be like, because I haven't had that yet. But currently, I'm just feeling this, you know, like, what's going to be? What's it going to be like? Am I going to be, you know, very sad, devastatingly sad? Or will I be able to move on quickly? Or,
well, I'm still recovering a bit from the breakup, to be honest. I think I'm still... and it isn't a breakup, which is also a nice feeling, you know. I think adjusting from a space of, and I think I mentioned this to Tammy quite a few times throughout the residency or closer to the end, I feel I'm recovering at this point from a period of the most rest I've had in a very long time, and a space to just think and think in support and think in not only kind of like the support of the infrastructure of my life and day-to-day life, but, you know, a home, because my home in Brixton at LAPA was my home for 4 months. So it's quite a long time to live in a place that started to feel like home and then return back to Cape Town. So I'm kind of feeling a little bit of a limbo space between leaving one home and arriving at my actual home, and trying to work through what do I take from this home space and incorporate into my new home space, my next home space. And that is, you know, that's obviously a metaphor for ideas and relationships and things I made and things that I would hope to make and expand on. So it is a breakup that, you know, it's like those exes that stay around for a very long time and you're kind of happy about it. So I don't feel like it actually ever ends. And I hope that, you know, through the engagement with LAPA on my side, that that network that of people that I have, you know, come to call my friends and professional community, still, we can still work together. And yeah, that's kind of my feeling at the moment, is that it isn't really over. And that is a good feeling. And I think residency should kind of continue to support like this network of artists as they come in and as they come out and as they come in. And I think that's quite a beautiful way to kind of create, I don't know, some kind of like, yeah, some kind of like family, I suppose, right?
I think the way, because we are so close in terms of working space, LAPA has a couple of working spaces, but we really are working in and amongst each other in the same space. Although the studio is separate and the artists can kind of go into their hole and produce. We do work quite interconnectedly for a lot of things. And I think because of that, it's quite an intimate working residency, and it can be. And I think I'm thinking more about the artists as kind of a form of alumni or a form of like interconnected, you know, either they will continue to present work to each other, or they will continue to be a part of future presentations. So I'm just thinking on how these things continue rather than creating this in and out kind of structure with a space and a network and a community. So I think that is quite important in terms of this idea of the breakup and something just ending and someone flying the coop and going off somewhere else. So there's that, but I think as a facilitator, important to think about what does the artist want and need to create that closure on the end of the 4 months. You know, whether that is closure in terms of their research, what they proposed, producing something, presenting something. There's always that thing that you're trying to kind of facilitate towards in order to make the 4 months feel fruitful. But I mean, after that, we're still talking about producing things together, kind of evolving the work. For future artists, I think it's going to be quite tricky, because even from a pragmatic perspective, you're thinking about, okay, so an artist has produced stuff. How does it get back to where it came from? You know, if you came from a certain city, country, wherever, how does it get back to where it is? Because the work also can't just be closed or enclosed in this experience and this 4 months. It has to continue, whether in a different form, into a different space, or in a different format. I think it's important that the work grows and continues to grow. Otherwise, we're just here kind of playing around for 4 months. So yeah, I think it has many layers, but it's always in conversation with the artist. And I mean, it is hard as a breakup, but I think it's also important for artists to learn, how do I consolidate and continue professional relationships beyond a space, beyond a time, beyond a specific project? How do I continue this working relationship outside of these 4 months? And so with every artist, I look forward to seeing how things come back around or move on, whether in the relationship or with the work. Yeah.
You know, I think we've all gone through the process of, you know, you hear about open calls for residencies, you see a lot of them abroad, whatever, and then you do see the ones on the continent. And I think those are the ones that, for me personally, are exciting, because I'm like, oh yeah, I want to experience this space and this community, and I want to be part of that. So I guess this is more an ideological question for Dudu and Kelechi. Ideally for you, what would you want a residency experience to look like? Like, especially if you were to apply for one on the continent, away from your locale, away from your daily routine, what would you want to get out of that? What would you imagine in your wildest dreams that would feel like? Where would you even want to go if you could actually say there's a specific country or a place or an institution that I want to go to? What would that be like? And then Tammy, I want you to talk about what are the complete most ideological possibilities of LAPA as a Pan-African residency space.
For instance, if I were to go to, say, Australia, to a residency program that inculcates the Dreamtime, the Aboriginal Dreamtime practices, perhaps where they have like these elders, the Aboriginal elders come and talk about their practices, talk about what goes into their work, why they use the natural pigments that they use, why they tell the stories that they tell, the way that they tell it. And you get to see how that interacts with or may not interact with your own practice. Maybe where you come from, you also have similar practices, because a lot of local practices across the world are very similar. And a lot of practices from indigenous people are very similar, I think. You get to see how that interacts or not, doesn't interact. And you, I think it just opens your mind more than if you were to just go somewhere and do your own thing. So if I was to dream up a residency, I would love to go, yeah, to somewhere like that, where we have these people come, tell us about their stories, their practices, and you create, you don't have to create based on that, but you're just exposed to it.
I would agree with Kelashi that it would be so great to meet almost like a residency where on a kind of constant basis, you're meeting kind of local leaders in different like mediums, contemporary art forms, across all mediums, sound practice, digital artists, painters, and like kind of exploring these sort of different different mediums and different approaches to your own practice through these other sort of like artists who are invited as teachers. And for me specifically, like if I could do a residency anywhere, it would be in Dakar, Senegal, because I think Dakar, like as a city, or I think just the sort of like art and cultural sensibility is sort of like embedded in the like everyday culture of the place. So that's like my dream destination. And to have a residency there would just like be the cherry on top, because I think it would be really great to, I think also as artists, like depending on where we're from, I think it would be great to be in a place where you can sort of see the impact of art and the kind of like resonance that art has in people's lives in every everyday sort of manner. And I don't know, maybe I'm also romanticizing this place, but like everything I've heard about Dakar, that's what it's like, that like people are just very, very exploratory and open to kind of incorporating what art can be in a sort of day-to-day, everyday way. And then of course, it would be also great to have a residency where, I don't know, I'm quite interested in like virtual reality and immersive and interactive art forms. So it would be also great to sort of be on the African continent somewhere, Dakar preferably, where these sort of new experiments in exhibiting and sharing and installing are kind of like channeled through, or the kind of like, these are the filters that we're using to kind of tell these like African and continental stories. And like these narratives that come from here, and like having them sort of on these kind of futuristic engagements with people and place. And yeah, that's the kind of residency that I would like. It's like a futurist residency in Dakar with like all these like these amazing people and artists.
Both of you can sign me up to your residency.
I was going to say the same. I was like, can I come too? Because I want to be part of that.
I mean, one, I would like to even answer that question as a cultural producer, as a curator, because I think that the residency model on other continents is a lot stronger, is a lot more prevalent, is a lot more sustained. But the exchange or interchange on the continent, maybe not as much. And I think that's where I would like to see Lapa grow over the coming years, into connecting with other residency spaces. But like I said, as a cultural producer and a curator, I think we need to create more access between each other around me going to another country and accessing your museums, your studio spaces, your heritage sites, wherever it might be, and using those as fruitful places to either write or build exhibitions or think of new ways of talking about our artistic practice and heritage. So, I mean, I think let's think towards those kind of residencies too, where it's multidisciplinary. But for Lapa specifically, I think we're building the structure, and I think an important part of it is how do you support artistic practice in its many forms? So it's not just about object making, but about writing, about researching, recording in different ways. And I think we'll continue to develop that formula. But like I said, also, it's about connecting with other artistic organizations, creative practitioners, and residency spaces on the continent, which we're building connections. And I think between Vanza and Goethe, they have a strong network on the continent to really connect us as creative practitioners and talk about what are we doing, when are we doing it, how are we doing it.
A huge thank you to my guests, Chiwendu Kalechi, Dudu Lamola, and Tammy Langtree, for joining me this week and giving me their insights into their residency experiences. Once again, it brought to the forefront the values inherent in community building, collaboration, and the potential of visual arts networks across Africa. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I'll see you next time on Ezioku Speaking Truths.